Our text today is Matthew chapter 15, verses 10 through 20.
今天我们的经文是马太福音第十五章十到二十节。
Matthew chapter 15, verses 10 through 20.
马太福音十五章十到二十节。
Those were great songs, by the way. I love them because they focus on Jesus, our Savior, the Christ, our Lord.
刚才这些歌非常好，因为我喜欢这些歌，是因为它都是关于耶稣基督，我们的主。
The Son of God.
神的儿子。
Matthew chapter 15, verses 10 through 20. We are in the middle of the Gospel of Matthew.
今天的经文是在马太福音的中间。
He is going on his way, obviously, to the cross. To die for our sins and then to be resurrected.
他在去十字架的路上要为我们死，而且要复活。
But in this chapter, he tells us something that is very difficult to hear.
这章里他告诉我们一些事，是听起来很难听的一些事。
He talks about the heart.
他在谈论有关人心的问题。
So today, I want to talk about the heart of the gospel.
今天我想谈的是福音的中心。
At the heart of the gospel is the Savior Jesus Christ who died for sinners.
实际上福音的中心就是耶稣基督救主，他为罪人而死。
In order for us to understand the heart of the gospel, there are two things that we must understand.
为了了解福音的中心，有两件事我们必须明白。
We must understand the sinful heart.
第一，我们必须了解有罪的心。
And we must understand the Savior's heart.
我们也应该理解救主的心。
We must understand the sinful heart, and we must understand the Savior's heart.
我们必须理解有罪的心，而且必须理解救主的心。
Before we read our text, let's pray.
在我们读经的时间，让我们一起祷告。
Our Abba Father, hallowed be your name.
阿爸天父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name in this church.
你的名在这个教会。被尊为大。
Hallowed be your name in all the churches worshiping you today.
也在你的名在所有今天在全世界敬拜你教会当中伟大。
Hallowed be your name in our hearts.
也让你的名在我们心中伟大。
What a wonderful privilege we have to come before you because of the blood of your only begotten Son.
这是何等的福分，我们能够因着你的独生爱子耶稣基督血能够来到你的面前。
You know everything about us.
你知道我们的一切。
You know everything that we have done this past week.
你也知道过去周我们所做的一切。
You know everything that's in our hearts right now.
你也知道我们心中现在所想的一切。
But still, you sent and gave your Son.
你仍然把你的爱子赐给我们。
That we can be in your presence, worshiping you.
因此，我们来到你，可以来到你面前来敬拜你。
That we do not need to fear death, for you are our God and Father.
我们不再惧怕死亡，因为你是我们的天父。
What a wonderful privilege you've given us.
这是你给赐给我们何等大的福分。
Father, I pray, that you be with us as we read your word.
天父，求主，当我们读你的话语的时候，你与我们同在。
Help us to understand the heart of the gospel.
帮助我们理解福音的中心。
Help us to not perish under the weight of this text.
让我们不像这个 经文里所说的那样去灭亡。
But by your Holy Spirit, that we can be able to carry the weight of the love that you have for us.
靠着你的圣灵，我们能够承受你所给我们的爱。
We love you.
我们爱你。
Thank you for loving us.
我们也感谢你爱我们。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. Matthew chapter 15, verses 10 through 20.
好，马太福音第十五章十到二十节。
I want to remind you that this is the very word of God.
我想提醒大家，这是神的话语。
We'll do kind of one verse at a time.
Okay.
And he called the people to him and said to them, "Hear and understand."
耶稣就叫众人来对他们说，你们要听也要明白。
It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a person.
入口的不能污秽人，出口的乃能污秽人。
Then the disciples came and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?"
当时门徒进前来对他说，法利赛人听见这话不服，你知道吗？
He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up."
耶稣回答说，凡栽种的物，若不是我天父栽种的，必要拔出来。
Let them alone, they are blind guides.And if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit.
任凭他们吧，他们是瞎眼领路的。若是瞎子领瞎子，两个人都要掉在坑里。
But Peter said to him, "Explain the parable to us."
彼得对耶稣说，请将这比喻讲给我们听。
And he said, "Are you also still without understanding?"
耶稣说，你到如今还不明白吗？
Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is expelled?
岂不知凡入口的是运到肚子里，又落在茅厕里吗？
But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person.
唯独出口的是从心里发出来的，这才污秽人。
For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder.Adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander.
因为从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄政、谤读。
These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile anyone.
这都是污秽人的，至于不洗手吃饭，那却不污秽人。
This is the inerrant word of God.
这是神无误的话语。
Jesus gives us a parable in verse 11, but he explains it in verse 19.
主耶稣在十一节当中给了一个比喻，但是在十六节哈往后才做了解释。
Therefore, I want to devote a considerable amount of time in verse 19 and its implications.
好。我想今天花大量的时间在第十九节，以及我们如何应用在生活当中。
First, we must understand the sinful heart.
第一件事，我们必须理解人罪恶的心。
We must understand the sinful heart.
我们必须明白人心里的罪恶。
We have a problem.And that problem is our heart.
我们都有一个问题，这个问题就是我们的心。
The heart, biblically, is not your feelings, but it is who you are in your most inner being.
这个心，按照圣经上的解释，不是你的感受，而是你内在的自我。
And we have a problem with our hearts.
所以我们。在我们都有在心里都有问题。
And maybe some of you are familiar with this problem already.
也许有些人对这个问题已经有感觉。
We do things we don't want to do. We do things we regret. We do things that even shock us. We do sinful things.
我们有做一些我们不愿意做的事啊，有时候我们自己都感到为我们所做的事情而惊讶。
We must understand the sinful heart.
所以我们必须理解罪恶的心的问题。
Jesus says in verse 19, "For out of the heart come evil thoughts."
主耶稣在十九节说，从心里发出来的有恶念。
For out of the heart comes murder.
从心里发出的有凶杀。
For out of the heart comes adultery.
心里发出的有奸淫。
For out of the heart comes sexual immorality.
还有苟合。
For out of the heart comes theft.
从心里也发出偷盗。
For out of the heart comes false testimony.
从心里也发出作假的见证。
For out of the heart comes slander.
从心里也发出毁谤。
How do evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander happen?
为什么这些恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、假证、谤读，为什么会发生呢？
It happens in the sinful heart.
它发生在有罪的心里。
This does not mean that we can do whatever outwardly as long as we take care of our hearts inwardly.
这不是说我们say it again.
This does not mean that we can do whatever we want outwardly if we take care of our hearts inwardly.
这并不是说如果我们管理好我们的心，我们就可以做出我们想要做的。
It means all these things happened outwardly because of our hearts inwardly.
实际上，所以我们发生在我们外在表现出来的都是我们心里的。
The sin begins in the heart and ends outside of the heart.
所以罪是从心里开始，然后表现在外有外在的表现。
We must understand the sinful heart.
所以我们必须明白罪恶的心。
We have a problem, and that problem is our hearts.
所以我们有问题，这个问题就是我们的心。
Wives and husbands, you have a sinful heart.
夫妻，你们都有罪恶的心。
Parents and children, you have a sinful heart.
父母和儿女，你们也有罪恶的心。
Young women and men, you have a sinful heart.
年轻的男女，你们也有罪恶的心。
Older women and men, you have a sinful heart.
年纪大的男女也有罪恶的心。
We are wretched people apart from Christ.
我们离开了耶稣，我们就是没有盼望的人。
And since the problem is the heart, we must address the heart.
因为问题就是在心里，所以我们要谈论心的问题。
Look at what Jesus says in verse 11.
我们看看耶稣在十一节怎样说。
Hear and understand, it is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a person.
你们要听也要明白，入口的不能污秽人，出口的乃能污秽人。
How did the Pharisees respond?
法利赛人如何回应的呢？
Look at verse 12.
看看第十二节。
Then the disciples came and said to him, do you not know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?
门徒进前来对他说，你知道吗？法利赛人听了这话不服。
The Pharisees were offended.
所以法利赛人认为他们被冒犯了。
They were offended that purity was not about what was outside of them, but what was inside of them.
他们之所以被冒犯，是因为耶稣说人的纯洁不在于外表，而是在于内心。
They were offended that defilement didn't come from out of them, but came from in of them.
他们被冒犯是因为耶稣说，污秽人不是从外边进来的，而是从里边出来的。
Are you also offended at what Jesus says about our hearts?
如果耶稣要谈论关于你的心的话，你是不是也感到冒犯呢？
What does Jesus say about the Pharisees?
耶稣对于这些法利赛人如何评论的呢？
Look at verse 13 and 14.
让我们一起看第十三节和第十四节。
He answered, every plant that my heavenly Father has not been planted will be rooted up.
他说，凡栽种的，若不是我天父栽种，必要拔出来。
Let them alone. They are blind guides, and if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit.
任凭他们吧，他们是瞎眼领路的。若是瞎子领瞎，两个人都掉在坑里。
Ironically, the Pharisees thought that they were getting closer to God, but they were getting closer to death.
很滑稽的是，这些法利赛人认为他们跟神是亲近的，实际上他们是跟死亡更亲近。
Every plant that the Father has not been planted will be rooted up.
凡不是天父所栽种的，就会被拔出来。
Jesus calls the Pharisee blind guides because they are only concerned with the outward things and not with the inward things.
主耶稣说他们是瞎眼领路的，因为他们只看到外表，而不看到内心。
Jesus said that the Pharisees will fall into a pit.
主耶稣说这些法利赛人必掉在坑里。
Jesus even says that those who follow them blindly will fall into a pit.
主耶稣也说那些盲目跟从他们的人也会掉在坑里。
Wives, husbands, mothers, fathers, children, young women, young men, older women, older men, we have a problem.
所以夫妻也好，父母孩子也好，年长的男女年轻男女，我们都有一个问题。
We have a much greater problem than our circumstances.
我们比我们的周围的环境有更大的问题。
We have a much greater problem than bad timing.
我们也比 不顺的时候更我的问题比逆境 更大。
The problem is us.
所以这问题就是我们。
It's our heart.
就是我们的心。
Let me give you an illustration that I read from some Christian pastors.
读到一个基督徒的牧师写到的一个描述。
And maybe some fathers here can relate.
有些在这里做父亲的也许可以感到一些相关。
There once was a father who worked overtime and he came home late.
有一个父亲他工作一天很忙，我回到家里很晚。
All he wanted to do when he got home was to relax.
他来到家里最想做的就是休息。
When he got home, immediately his two children were fighting over a game and his wife needed help around the house.
但是当他回到家里的时候，他两个孩子为了玩游戏而互相争斗，而且他的父亲他的太太也需要帮助。
He was not able to relax.
但是他就得不到他想要的休息。
And this one time, he reacted sinfully.And yelled at his children and yelled at his wife, but he got everything else in order. He got the house in order.
所以他就发怒啊，对他的孩子吼叫，对他的太太吼叫，但是他确实也把屋子都整理好。
We must understand the sinful heart.
所以我们必须要明白罪的心。
The children did not cause the father to sin.
我们知道这里边不是这个孩子。导致这个父亲犯罪的。
The wife did not cause the father to sin.
也不是这个妻子使得这个做父亲的犯罪。
Circumstance, because he had to work overtime, did not cause the father to sin.
尽管他必须加班工作很久，但是这也不是他犯罪的理由。
The father having a bad day did not cause the father to sin.
这个做父亲尽管一天很不顺，也不应该是他犯罪的理由。
The father himself reacted sinfully because of his own heart.
因为他自己的心使他的反应做出了有罪的反应。
Maybe those other things pushed him, but it was his heart that ultimately made that choice.
也许其他的事情会触动他，但是真正做出决定的是他的心。
Those other things just revealed what was already inside of him.
其他的事情正好把他心里所有的反映出来。
Maybe if the children didn't fight over a game, maybe if he didn't work overtime, maybe if the wife got everything in order, maybe then the father wouldn't have erupted.
如果说这些孩子没有因为游戏而争斗，然后呢，家里他回来以后都是很好，也许他没有爆发。
That may be true, but his heart is still the same.
也许是这样，但是他的心仍然是有罪的。
It will happen one day if it didn't happen that day.
如果那天不发生，其他的日子也会发生。
We must understand the sinful heart.
所以我们必须明白心中的罪恶。
Why do we think evil of others?
我们为什么能想到别人的恶呢？
Why do we murder, if not physically, with our anger?
我们为什么会谋杀？也许是不是真的是真的杀人？
Why do we hold on to that anger, that murder?
为什么我们有怒气？这个怒气，神主耶稣称之为就是杀人。
Why do we commit adultery, if not physically, then with our heart?
如果我们心里没有恶念，没有淫念的话，为什么会有淫乱？
Why do we indulge our hearts with sexual thoughts?
为什么我们心里会有那些淫乱的想法？
Why do we engage in sinful immorality?
为什么我们有一些罪恶的道德上的问题？
Why do we steal?
Steal?
Steal.
为什么我们会偷窃？
Why do we lie?
为什么我会撒谎？
Why do we slander?
为什么我会毁谤？
Why do we speak evil of others?
为什么会说别人的坏话？
It is not because of what we ate.
不是因为我们吃了什么。
It is not because something outwardly caused us to sin, although outward things can tempt us.
也不是因为外界发生是什么事情导致我们犯罪？实际上，有些事情会诱导我们犯罪。
Those outward things merely revealed the inward heart.
实际上，这些外界的事正好反映出我们内心的状态。
We do these things because of ourselves.
实际上，我们有这些罪是因为我们自己。
We do it because of our hearts.
因为我们的心。
We must understand the sinful heart.
所以我们必须明白罪恶的心。
So why is it so important to understand the sinful heart?
为什么明白罪恶的心是怎么样的这样的重要呢？
Jesus calls the Pharisee blind guides because they are only concerned with outward things, not with the inward heart.
所以耶稣基督把法利赛人称作瞎子领路的，因为他们只注重外表而不注重内心。
If you want to help others, you must address their hearts.
如果你想帮助别人的话，你必须要谈到他的心的问题。
You must dig and dig and dig until eventually you can address their hearts.
你必须要深入到他的心里的问题。
If you are only concerned with the outward things they do, they will follow the Pharisees into a pit.
如果你只是关心他外表所做的事，那他们也就像法利赛人，最后要落在坑里。
If you want to help yourself, you must address the heart.
如果你想帮助你自己，同样你要看你的心。
You must dig and dig and dig until eventually you can address the heart.
你要必须深挖你的心的问题，最后要才能解决你心里的问题。
If you are only concerned with what you do outwardly, you also will follow the Pharisee into a pit.
如果你只注重你外表所做的事，你也会像法利赛人一样掉在坑里。
So how do we understand the heart?
所以我们怎样理解心的问题呢？
Look at verses 17 through 18.
让我们一起看17节到18节。
Jesus says, Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is expelled?
岂不知凡入口的是运在肚子里，运到肚子里又落在茅厕里吗？
But the things that come out of the mouth come from the heart, and these things defile a person.
唯独出口的是从心里发出的，这才污秽人。
Jesus says that whatever goes into the mouth is of no concern with regard to the heart and with regard to defilement.
他说，耶稣说，从口里进来的跟心没有任何关系。
But Jesus also says whatever comes out is of full concern with regard to your heart and with regard to defilement.
但是耶稣说，从你口里发出来的是跟你的心有直接的关系。
If you want to see people's hearts, listen to their words.
所以，如果你想看知道别人的心，你就要好好听他所说的话。
What do they talk about the most?
他们嘴里所说的最多的是什么？
What do they not talk about at all?
他从来不说什么事情。
Whatever is the focus of their mouth is the focus of their heart.
他们口里所注重的就是他们心里所注重的。
If you want to see your heart, listen to your words.
如果你想知道自己的心，你也听听你自己所说的话。
What do you talk about the most?
你谈论最多的是什么？
What do you not talk about at all?
你不谈论什么？
Whatever is the focus of your mouth is the focus of your heart.
你口里所注重的，也就是你心里所注重的。
We have a great problem.
我们是有一个很大的问题。
And that problem is the heart.
这个问题就是我们的心。
We must understand the sinful heart.
所以我们必须明白罪恶的心。
We can't blame the outward things.
我们不能够指责外界的环境。
This is very depressing.
好像听起来很沮丧。
But we must not stop at understanding the sinful heart.
但是我们不能停止去明白，真正去搞明白罪恶的心的问题。
We must understand the Savior's heart.
我们必须要明白救主的心。
How can we understand Jesus' heart?
我们怎么样能明白耶稣的心呢？
We see his heart by listening to his words.
我们可以明白他的心，通过听他的话，明白他的心。
Here are a few things Jesus Christ has said in the Gospel of Matthew.
这里有耶稣基督在马太福音里所说的一些话。
Matthew 9:12 says, "It is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick."
在马太福音九章十二节，耶稣说：“健康的人不需要医生，有病的人才需要医生。”
Matthew 9:13 says, Jesus came not to call the righteous, but sinners.
马太福音九章十三节，耶稣说，他来不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
Do you see his heart?
你看到他的心了吗？
Matthew 20:18.
马太福音二十章十二节。
Jesus says, the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death.
人子 要被交在祭司和长老手中，他们要把他致死。
And they will deliver him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and flogged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day.
他要被交在外邦人手中，被鞭打，被唾骂，最后要被钉在十字架上，但是他要复活。
Then he explains why.
而且他解释了为什么。
Matthew 20:28 says.The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
马太福音二十章第八节，他说：“人子来不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人，而且为多人舍命，做多人的赎价。”
Do you see the Savior's heart?
你看到救主的心了吗？
Let me give you a few more verses.
给你更多的圣经经节。
Matthew 26:26. Now, as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples.
当他们吃饭的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，拨开了，递给了门徒。
And he said, "Take, eat. This is my body."
他说：“你们拿了吃，这是我的身体。”
And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink it, all of you."
他拿起杯来给了他们说，你们喝，这是你们都要喝。
For this is the blood, this is my blood of the covenant.
这是我血所立的新约。
Which is poured out for the forgiveness of sins.
是为众人的罪而舍的。
Do you see the Savior's heart?
你看到了救主的心了吗？
Do you understand his heart?
你明白他的心吗？
Jesus, the Savior, gave his life for sinners.
耶稣基督，这一个救主，把他的命舍给了罪人。
That any who would believe in him would have eternal life.
凡信他的都可以得到永生。
Do you believe in him?
你真的相信他吗？
Within eternal life, he also gave you a new heart.
不单单是永生，而且他给了你一个新的心。
We don't believe in Jesus only for what's going to happen. We believe in him because he can help us right now.
我们不单单信耶稣，不单是为了将来的事，而且他可以现在就帮助我们。
We must understand the Savior's heart.
所以我们必须明白救主的心。
Let me tell you something profound.
想跟大家讲一个非常重要的事。
It's found in verses 19 and 20.
就是在19节和20节所说的。
Let's look at these verses.
让我们再一次看这些经文。
For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander.
因为从心里发出来的有恶毒、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄念、偷盗、妄政。
These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile anyone.
这都是污秽的人，至于不洗手吃饭，却不污秽人。
What is so profound about these verses?
这些经文有什么重要性呢？
The most profound thing about these verses is the person who's saying it.
最重要的是关于这些经文最重要的就是他讲这些话的人。
Jesus says this.
因为耶稣说的这些话。
Why that's profound is because Jesus knows our hearts and gave his life anyway.
之所以重要是耶稣基督知道我们的心，而且他为了我们舍了他自己的命。
He knew everything about you.
他知道关于你的任何事情。
He knew your deepest and most sinful thoughts.
他知道你最深一些隐恶。
Jesus knows your heart.
耶稣基督知道你的心。
Wives and husbands, Jesus knew your heart and he gave his heart for you.
做妻子和丈夫的，耶稣知道你的心。而且他把他的心给了你们。
Mothers and fathers, Jesus knew your heart and he gave his heart for you.
做父母的，耶稣基督也知道你的心，他也把他的心给了你们。
Children, Jesus knew your heart and gave his heart for you.
孩子们，耶稣知道你们的心，把他的心给了你们。
Young women and men,Jesus knew your heart and gave his heart for you.
年轻的男女们，耶稣知道你们的心，把他的心给了你们。
And lastly, older women and men, Jesus knew your heart and gave his heart for you.
年长的男女，主耶稣也知道你们的心，把他的心给了你们。
Jesus understood the sinner's heart.
耶稣基督，你知道罪人的心。
Do you understand the Savior's heart?
你明白救主的心吗？
At the heart of the gospel is a Savior who gave his life for sinners if they would believe in him.
就福音的中心就是救主，他自己的心，他把自己给了罪人。
At the heart of the gospel is Jesus.
所以福音的中心就是耶稣。
So a few words of application.
有关应用的几点。
For any who would believe in him, you have a new heart.
如果相信他的人，就有新的心。
Your heart is no longer reigned by sin, but reigned by Christ.
你的心不再被罪所捆绑，而是被基督所驾驭。
There are times when your heart chooses sin over Christ.
有时候你的心会 选择罪而不选择基督。
But you need to realize that you have a new heart, and you need to realign your heart with Christ at top.
你要明白你有一个新的心，你要重新把你的心和基督调整。
Do you remember the father who yelled at the children and the wife?
你还记得那个故事？那个做父亲的向他的孩子和妻子发怒吗？
What could he have done?
他应该怎样做呢？
He could have drove home and parked in the driveway.
他应该来到家里，停下车来。
And then he could have prayed so that his heart will seek the glory of Christ instead of his own relaxation.
他应该向神祷告，让他的心能够为的是神的荣耀，而不是寻求自己的休息。
And he would have struggled until his heart would have Christ at top.
也许他会有一些挣扎，但是直到耶稣基督在他的心中做主。
Relaxation is not bad.
放松一下并不是坏事。
It's a good gift from God.
实际上是神所赐给我们的礼物。
But relaxation at that moment became his God.
但是在那时候他所要的放松就成为了他的神。
So what he needs to do is pray and remember his Savior and make relaxation come down and Savior on top.
他应当所做的就是要知道他的救主，让他所要的那个放松下来，让耶稣基督成为最重要的。
If you want to help others, you need to get to their heart.
如果你想帮助别人，你需要谈论他的心的问题。
Let me give you another illustration.
另外一个例子。
Because I used to do this all the time. I used to play games 24/7.
他说我也曾经玩游戏，一玩就是整宿整宿的。
I loved games.
我喜欢玩游戏。
Now let's say my mom comes in.
如果我母亲进来的话。
My mom could say no more games.
我母亲可能会说你也再也不能玩游戏了。
She could break all of my games.
她可能会把我所有的游戏都毁掉。
But in the end of the day, that's not going to help my heart.
但是最终还是不能帮助我的心。
She needs to know why I'm playing.
她应该明白我为什么一天24小时在玩。
So maybe she sits down with me and says, why do you love games so much?
也许她会坐下来，她应该坐下来跟我讲说，为什么你如此的喜欢游戏。
I don't know. It's fun.
我说我不知道。
Why is it so fun?
Oh, sorry. 但是就是因为很好玩。那就问他说为什么这么好玩。
It's easy. It's something I can do.
因为它不是那么难，我可以做到。
But why don't you like other things, like playing outside?
但是你为什么不喜欢玩其他的呢？比如说到外边去玩。
Because I like my character in this game.
因为我喜欢我在这个游戏当中我的那个角色。
Why do you like the character in the game?
为什么你喜欢这个角色呢？
Because I can make him whatever I want him to be.
因为我可以让我的角色成为我想要的。
Why do you want to make him whatever you want him to be?
为什么是这样呢？
I don't know, Mom.
我真的不明白，我也不知道。
And maybe the mom says.
也许母亲会说。
Do you not like your life?
你不爱你自己的生命吗
？Do you not like who you are?
你不喜欢你自己，你是谁吗
？Do you want to have another life?
你希望你有另一个生活吗
？In the game, do you want to escape?
你想借着游戏来逃避吗？
Maybe, I don't know.
也许我不知道。
And then my mom says, well, let me tell you, that's something so much better than a game.
让我告诉你比游戏更好的东西。
Let me tell you about the Savior.
让我告诉你有关救主。
And living for him is way more exciting than that game.
为他而活比玩游戏更加的有激情。
If you want to help people, you need to get to their hearts.
所以你想帮助别人，你必须要谈到他心的问题。
You need to be gentle because you know that they have a sinful heart, and you used to have a sinful heart.
你应该非常柔和，因为你知道他们有一个罪的心，你也有。
If you want to help yourself, you need to look at your heart.
如果你想帮助自己，你也应该看你自己的心。
And you must let your hearts be captivated by Christ again.
你必须想让你耶稣基督再一次掌管你的心。
Because Christ is better.
因为基督更好。
We must understand the sinful heart.
我们必须明白有罪的心。
We must understand the Savior's heart.
我们也必须明白救主的心。
At the heart of the gospel is Jesus the Christ, the Lord and Savior, the Son of God.
救恩的中心就是耶稣基督，这救主，是神的儿子。
Let our hearts be captivated by Him again.
让我们的心来被他掌管。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our Abba Father.
阿爸天父。
Thank you so much.
感谢你。
You knew everything about us.
你知道我们的一切。
And you know how at times we hate you.
你也知道有些时候我们甚至恨你。
And how we love sin.
而我们却爱罪。
And sometimes we love ourselves more than we love you.
有些时候我们爱我们自己胜过爱你。
You knew it all.
你都知道。
But you still sent and gave your son.
你仍然差遣你自己的儿子。
Thank you so much for your son.
因着你的爱子，我们何等的感恩。
Thank you so much for your spirit.
因着你所赐的圣灵，我们何等的感恩。
Thank you so much for the gospel.
感谢你所赐的福音。
Father, please help us in our hearts.
天父。请你帮助我们，帮助我们的心。
May we take advantage of everything we can to make our hearts love Christ again.
让我们用所有可能的，让我们的心能够爱耶稣。
May we pray more.
也让我们更多的祷告。
May we read your word more.
让我们更多的读你的话语。
May we love others more.
让我们也更多的爱别人。
May we love your church more.
让我们更多的爱你的教会。
May we love to sing your praises more.
让我们愿意更多的来赞美敬拜你。
May we love to hear preaching more.
也让我们更多的愿意听你的道。
May we love the Lord's Supper more.
让我们也更多的爱主你自己所提供的圣餐。
That in every way we can love you more.
任何在任何的方面我们可以更多的爱你。
Thank you so much.
我非常的感谢你。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
以上祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
阿门。